going to record you.
Oh.
John Churchill's going to tell us about Greenwich Draw Dock.
Draw Dock. The Draw Dock was just a long causeway leading up to the from the river to the bank. And it was open for all boats to use. It was like the stairs going down to the river. This is the only one left on Dockland River. This is still a draw dock. I mean, surprisingly, nothing has seemed to be happening here. But you've got to be, when I knew this area a long, long time ago, you had small boats coming up, you know, were brought up here. And there were little boats down here. So this is a way you could bring boats on and off the Thames. And it's still here. And at the moment, we're seeing lots of evidence of a very good New Year's party here with all those little, those little canisters.
So just to describe exactly where we are, what we're looking
at. We're exactly opposite Canary Wharf. So we're looking straight across. What we're seeing, a line of old buildings, and this is the original. There's a pub exactly opposite called the... hang on. Cold Harbour. Now, I think it's really a fancy restaurant, but it used to be a really proper riverside pub. And I remember going there as, you know, quite young, and ships would come out of West India Dock. You see the blue mm-hmm. bridge, mm-hmm. very close to the pub because it's mm-hmm. deep water. Mm-hmm. And the boats would be coming, there'd be the White Star Line going to Sweden. Okay. And you'd be in the pub looking out in the gun.
Right.
It's called the gun, right.
Not the ship, the gun.
And you'd be out on the patio outside, and you'd look out and you'd see, you'd almost like touch the boat. It was amazing. You'd see all the crew, and it'd be, you know, and there's all that, you know, that sense of waving, and it was all this wonderful magic. And there's Nelson's house. You see, there's Nelson met
Hamilton.
That Hamilton woman. Yeah. There's a house, the actual house is gone, but there's a site of it. It's called Nelson House. Mm-hmm. There's a Victorian, there's a police station. You see that building in the middle? Mm-hmm. That was a police station. That's now, these are all obviously private houses.
Is that the
red brick one. So that is...
It's like a dock coming yes, out for the
yes,
boats.
That was a police boat. That was a early Victorian.
Almost James Bond.
Yes, and now you see that, actually that's a lovely contrast with these very low-lying buildings. Most of them are modern, but they follow the line of the old buildings, because this is of 18th century development there. Then behind you've got this great wall of the, you know, of HSBC and all the stuff of Canary Wharf. I mean, typical London, wonderful London contrast. And then we're standing on the draw dock. You know, almost like you could feel you could take a boat down and out now into the river. You know, and all these, you know, bits of original stone, you know, bits of bricks. This is all being sort of concreted over. But this was a fascinating area up till when they started doing the, you know, for the O2 building. Before they did them, just the millennium, you had old boats, you had old, you know, lights like tramps sleeping on the boats. So it was a kind of little boat settlement. So people were just left here. No one really, you know. But all that's gone. But we've still got this coming down.
Yeah.
And now we hit the wild. Yeah. We go from the draw dock to the raw, you know, real Thames foreshore. Great blocks.
Because the tide's quite low. So.
Yes. You could walk.
Up.
You can walk.
Along.
And this is really like, this is something out of the Pennines here.
Yeah.
This is the bogs.
Yeah.
No, it's
still got some concretey bit here.
Yes, so you've got... I mean, they do those...
It's kind of just some rubble to keep...
They've got that in... now and again, you can get tours, but they have... they do that by the Festival Hall, where you'd go down, there'd be someone, an expert, with a table. You'd find stuff. You go up to the table, say, what's this? And you think of some old... Ah, that's 18th century ceramics, because there used to be a ceramic... So the rubbish is where... things used to be. So when there was Lambeth, when they had the port, you see lots of Lambeth pottery. So you would have these distinctive differences in where original things were. They're still, you know, in embedded in that area.
I know.
And you're amazing coming along, you know, where you think it would all go, but it doesn't. It's all in the history here.
What's
because
happening?
As the Thames comes in, more is, and you think, how can they find any more? Because it's still finding more. You know, you think, you know, there's got to be a finer end to how much. You know, how many, you know, coins, Roman coins are going to find, but you still find them. So that, you know, it's incredible, it's sort of ongoing. But all the time it's sort of going, in a sense, the Thames coming and bringing stuff out, or revealing new stuff, you know. And all these, they've got all this watching seabirds here, but... and then, look, we've got a link chain here.
Yeah.
Where we've got a bit of a boat. Of what,
that's exactly... You know, the thing that you were talking about there, John, is exactly what we discovered when we did the project with Anne.
Okay.
In Enderby Wharf, because we had a London... archaeologist.
From the Frog Project.
Yeah. Oh, yes. She's got a name on that.
She took us along the Thames at Greenwich and explained exactly what you said. That Because well, I thought that was really...
You could take them to that and say, oh, look, there's a name on that. Yeah. That is the brickworks it used to be. So there's a name.
Yeah.
There's another one over
Ramsey,
there.
Ramsbottom.
Ramsbottom.
Hey, Ramsbottom. There, that sounds not... Oh, no, here. Hey, Ramsbottom.
That's a pipe.
Look at that. We've got... But it's already.
It looks
quite old.
We've
got a clay pipe.
Yeah.
And there was a factory along there, she told us, that was all run by women in late Tudor times. That made clay pipes. Some of the pipes you find are still from there. That might not be.
So that's exactly it.
See, already we've got Ramsbottom on there, the name, and we've got a clay pipe.
It's the fact incredible. That the find stays, the things stay
where they are. They don't travel up.
You think with the tide and the way it comes in and out, it'll wash it up. And
these archaeologists know, they say if you go to specific areas where they work out where there was a pottery or where there was a, you know, and they will find just within that area. It is incredible how it doesn't shift. I mean, it must be so into the ground, you know. But already we've found a bit of, you know,
We found some serious history down here.
You know, in a matter of...
Look at these nails, though.
That is seriously rusted together.
Heavy.
Wow.
Yeah. There we go. And then behind us is a little nature reserve, supposedly. But it's hidden behind some metal...
Metal
sort of gantry.
Wonderful. Proper sort of like those old, you know, the old marsh grass. You know, the grasses that...
We're going to carry on the footpath today on... 1st of January 2020.